Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, the news just gets crazier and crazier. Every day gets more insane. No, it's not your imagination. The planet is going through unbelievable changes right now. There are so many huge fundamental developments unfolding across our world. And it's only going to intensify. It's only going to get more and more crazy because this is an engineered global government operation. They have to destroy the existing system to build their new collectivist Borg system controlled by the untouchable, above the law, offshore banks and the families that own them that have engineered this system. Now, I want to have wide open phones today. In the last 30 minutes, we're going to look at this incredible report out of the Los Angeles Times. But it's not really incredible when you know history. The FBI agents that ordered other FBI agents to stand down with the supposed hijackers training at U.S. military bases and private flight schools, that's on record. They were ordered to stand down. They were reprimanded or fired, those that wanted to stop who they believe are the terrorists, the decoys, the patsies. One FBI agent even said they've got a plan, I think, to fly a plane to the World Trade Center. And they said, you're off the case. Shut up. Just a few months before 9/11. And don't tell anybody what you just told us. Well, the FBI agents that did their job, they got reprimanded, fired, or got in trouble in other ways. And those that blocked them got record cash bonuses and promotions, the Washington Post reported. And I cover that in my film Road to Tyranny, also in The Masters of Terror. Well, here's another case of it in the Los Angeles Times today. And we've got Glenn Spencer joining us from Arizona, from American Patrol, to give us his inside take on. He's got a lot of key intel. ATF promotes supervisors in controversial gun operation. Doesn't matter if we got caught, boys. We're still going to use it against the Second Amendment. And by the way, you're promoted. Those that blew the whistle about this, they're demoted. How's that sound? Are you with us in our criminal takeover of America? In the three dead Border Patrol and the five dead cops. Hip, hip, hooray, they say. Three men who have been criticized for pushing on with the border weapons sting, even as it came apparent, receive new management jobs in Washington. They have been promoted, just like everybody else that stood down on 9/11, because they didn't screw up. They did exactly what they were supposed to do, destabilize Mexico and demonize the Second Amendment, and the Justice Department's been caught engaging in perjury. The Justice Department has been caught lying to Congress, so has the Attorney General. But hey, he got caught lying back in Oklahoma City, and his memos have been made public about this is a D-Day situation, men. We've got to cover this up. Memos. Let's pull up the Oklahoma City Eric Holder memos and emails. You can read them. They've come out in federal court. This is a maximum effort D-Day operation. We've got to get into Oklahoma City and cover this up. Get in. Cover what up? Cover what up, buddy boy? Oh, it got covered up with Cop of the Year, didn't it? Who was there and watched the ATF running around and who were involved in the attack on Oklahoma City. And Terrence Yakey believed he'd been poisoned. He was trying to get to his storage facility to get the evidence out, to get it to his partner. He called his partner. He says, I got feds following me. Meet me where we usually meet. He left and told his wife he thought they poisoned him. And they found him. They tortured him hardcore to death. These are the good guys that run America. You know, the ones that tell you torture's good. All right, I haven't even gotten into all the big news yet. And it's coming up. But the last 30 today, we're going to be breaking down that facet. Good job on Jaron getting Glenn Spencer on this so fast.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the 16th day of August, 2011. We're going to be here live the next 3 hours. We have Glenn Spencer, a researcher and reporter, joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, dealing with the ATF promoting the high-level ATF agents that even after their subordinates reported that the gun running into Mexico was criminal and killing citizens and cops on both sides of the border, including Border Patrol, they continued the operation to then demonize the Second Amendment. They have been promoted and given giant raises. This is standard procedure. The FBI agents that ordered their underlings to stand down on 9/11, including FBI agents that said, I believe they want to get an aircraft and fly them into the World Trade Center. They said, that's it, shut up, you're off the case. When they spoke about it, they demoted those officers, those agents in Minneapolis, in Phoenix and other areas, and it's the same situation here. Smoking gun evidence of criminal activity reporting and the system supporting these individuals. Now, we're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast. It's all coming out, dealing with Rick Perry being a giant Al Gore supporter. That's all coming up. Tons of international news, financial news. But first, I want to premiere here for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers The Ron Paul Tipping Point. We're going to premiere the special report now.
If you get video of Sarah Palin or get a soundbite from her, bring that back to us. You can hold the Ron Paul stuff.
That's the one thing Donald Trump has ever been right about, is that he's unelectable.
We are in the business of kicking candidates out of the race.
Just Ron Paul is going to destroy this party.
Paul's doing very well out in Iowa, and I don't think that's going to thrill a lot of the Republican establishment.
My friends, we have reached a tipping point in the United States. Congressman Ron Paul, a true defender of liberty and freedom, a man who's never compromised in his speeches, but more importantly in his actions with his votes in Congress, a person who has an absolutely perfect voting record when it comes to the Constitution, is surging right now. He has won the coveted CPAC straw poll 2 years in a row. He has dominated the New Hampshire straw poll. He came in second place, despite the fact that Michelle Bachmann admittedly bought 4,000 votes in the Iowa straw poll. He is winning all over the country, other straw polls, other online polls, scientific polls. He's gotten more money from the military than all the other Republicans combined, and he's gotten more than Obama got. Think about that. And the list goes on and on and on. He is routinely in the top five search terms on Google. Other candidates don't even show up. But something else is happening here. You may go outside and see that the sky is blue. The so-called mainstream, and they're not really mainstream anymore, and that's the tipping point I'm about to get to. The so-called mainstream media has been beating the drum with this mantra that Ron Paul can't win. Ron Paul's a joke. The system is running scared in a headlong panic of Ron Paul. They knew his potential in 2008 and successfully sold the hoax that he was unelectable. But this time, the shrill cries are deafening from Rush Limbaugh, hatefully talking about how Ron Paul will destroy their precious neocon warmongering party.
This Ron Paul is going to destroy this party if this is nuts on parade.
To CNN pundits saying there's no way he can win.
If you look at the top two here, Michelle Bachmann followed by Ron Paul, you could argue that the polls are showing those are among the two that do the worst put up against President Obama.
To reports at Politico where they say Michelle Bachmann gets first place, Pawlenty gets third, no mention of Ron Paul. Why are they so scared of Ron Paul? Well, the ruling class of this country, the Fortune 100, the private Federal Reserve, have amassed their wealth through monopoly. They've amassed their wealth through insider, anti-capitalist, crony systems. And now their system is basically imploding because of their corrupt policies and activities and looting. And here's Ron Paul, who's called it every step of the way with incredible precision, who has the constitutional answers to get our country back on the right track, and the system is scared to death. They're like vampires faced with a cross or holy water or a truckload of garlic. They are in absolute panic mode because they've looked at the numbers and they know Ron Paul is the real front runner in the 2012 election. And they know that if he continues to catch on, even their electronic voting machines won't be able to stop a landslide. And if they did, the public would see right through it. So they have to convince you that he's unelectable. They have to sell you on the idea that, oh, I like Ron Paul, but he's not available. You know, he can't win. The fact that Ron Paul is the true front runner and is popular across the political spectrum, and major political analysts have had to admit that only Ron Paul can effectively beat Barack Obama. That's why the system is scared of him. And that illustrates how awake people are, that Ron Paul is the most popular, and if this was a fair game and wasn't rigged, would be our next president. So some of you then say, well, Alex, why are you supporting Ron Paul if you think it's rigged? Well, we've got to fight whether it's rigged or not. Ron Paul is in there injecting real issues about the Federal Reserve, torture, preemptive wars, the inflation tax. Everything that he's warned us about is now coming true. And so he's there bearing testament to the truth and rallying more and more young people. Yeah, the Bilderberg Group 3 years ago panicked, according to our sources, and said the kids aren't into mainline neocon conservatism. They're not into communism, both systems we control. They're into true libertarianism. They're into constitutionalism. They're rediscovering the laws and the systems and the civilization that defeats tyrants. They're discovering the shield that allows people to grow and live and be prosperous. And in closing, that is the most important point. The tipping point is reached. Ron Paul's popularity is growing exponentially, and it is a manifestation of how popular liberty is, and the fact that the spirit of 1776 is being rediscovered. And the tipping point is more illustrated by the full court press when they saw him getting standing ovations and winning that Republican primary with all those other wolves attacking this lion. And the fact that the public that was there watching was totally sold on his message, they panicked and threw everything they could Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at him. They sent in Bachman to buy the votes. They did it all. All the stops were removed. They gave full power to their system. And what happened? They failed. And so today on Monday, oh, Politico changed their headline. It was Bachman won and Paul came in second. And Associated Press came out and said, once a fringe candidate, Paul shaping 2012 race. He's the leader. Associated Press. That's the proof of the total tipping point being reached. We're right on the cusp. We've got to put our maximum effort in. Is article after article after article after article saying Ron Paul was treated wrong. Ron Paul was screwed. Ron Paul can win. It's a hoax that Ron Paul can't win. They already knew that beforehand. But you caught them. They came and told you that you couldn't have Ron Paul. They told you he wasn't an option on the menu. You came in and you said, I want the filet mignon with the au gratin potatoes and green beans. And they said, sorry, sir, it's not on the menu. You said it is on the menu. And they said, oh, it's a mistake. It's not. And you looked over and watched them deliver a plate of it to somebody. You're going, no, I know that's on the menu. And so they're like, oh, you're right. He is on the menu. Okay, Ron Paul is in the forefront. But let's look at Rick Perry over here. You know, he was Al Gore's campaign chairman in Texas. He does support forced inoculations. He has nice hair. He talked about secession. How does that sound? They are throwing everything at the American people right now. The bankers either gain the whole world through their fraud or they lose it all now. They have gambled everything. They will either succeed now or fall forever. And it's the same thing for the March of Liberty. We succeed because we resist. And the system is running scared of Ron Paul right now. Their attempt to sell the public on the fraudulent idea that he's unelectable. No one is unelectable if you decide to elect them. Don't let them choose for you. Their scam may have worked 3.5 years ago, but now when someone so clearly is a front runner, he should be our next president. And they're going to pull out every stop just like they did with Rand Paul. But as that election illustrates, no amount of lies and spin is going to stop the people once they're aware of the fraud. Once you're aware of the magician's trick, no amount of bull will sell you on the fraud anymore. The tipping point is here. They got their hind ends handed to them when they ran the hoax that he couldn't be elected. And now they're backing off, but only for a time. They'll be back with new tricks. Maybe they'll say Ron Paul kidnapped a woman, like they said about Rand, or that he kept black slaves in his basement, or that he's part alien. Maybe they'll say that he hurts little puppy dogs. You better know they're going to try to assassinate his character and his name because they're trying to assassinate the idea of liberty and freedom. But all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot put the New World Order's garbage and propaganda back together again. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Video/audio presentation, the Ron Paul Tipping Point, and it's very important that once it goes up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that all of our listeners who are online get that video and send it to all of your brainwashed mainline Republican friends, because there is a continuity of agenda by the mega banks and corporations for now more than 50 years that's coming to fruition now to totally destroy the once free republic that we live in. The rhetoric is different between Republicans and Democrats, but at the end of the day, their actions are the same. And coming up in the next long segment, I'm going to get to some very exciting news. It has now come out in the Associated Press, Politico, and a whole bunch of other newspapers last night and today that, yes, Rick Perry was the chief of staff and the chairman of Al Gore's campaign in Texas for president. Now, I mean, I don't make stuff up. And it was you people calling me a George Soros operative for talking about that. You got it backwards. OK, you people, and you're still going to try to deny it. But it was clearly, you know, they had the Dallas blog that Everyday Worships Rick Perry come out months ago and basically say I was making all this stuff up as well. But it doesn't matter. Truth comes out. Even though it's sad, but true, it comes out. And only the truth is going to start setting things right in this country and this world. Buying into lies and saying, that's not true, he didn't work for Al Gore. That's not true, he wasn't for forced inoculations. That's not true, he didn't go to Bilderberg Group. That's not true, he didn't vote for gun control when he was in the Texas legislature. That's not true. Yes, it is true. It is true and more. We're going to go over it. And the fact that the hoax against Ron Paul has backfired in their face, and now it's one of the big media issues, is why did the media try to basically cover up the Ron Paul candidacy? Fox, CNN, The Daily Show, they're all having to talk about it because their people meters went off the charts. There was an absolute revolt last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, not just by Alex Jones. You see, I'm just a bellwether. I'm like a weather vane on top of your house, which way the wind's blowing. And I indicate which way people that love liberty are going. Okay? I don't turn with the wind. I always point straight towards liberty. And I see what other people see. I get outraged just like you get outraged. And this totally backfired on them, as I said yesterday on the radio. And as I said in the video I shot last night that Aaron stayed up all night to produce, I ordered him not to stay up all night. I said, it can come out the next day if you need to go home. And when I left here at about 7:30 and I got here this morning, and he said, the video's completed. That's dedication. And those of us that love liberty, we have that type of dedication that Aaron Dykes has. He will work 2 days in a row with nothing but coffee and health food powering him. By the way, I'm very proud of Aaron. Aaron and I both have gotten a bit portly over the years, and Aaron's probably lost 20, 30 pounds. I'm really, really proud of him. He's my role model. I wish I had the steel will of Aaron. Really proud of Aaron Dykes. It's great to work with him. Now, really proud of this entire crew, by the way. It is an enjoyment every day to come in here with the great people that work in my office and their love of liberty and all the different interesting characters that are here. I just want to say that my crew is wonderful. And you, the listeners, are part of our crew. We're all together, side by side, in this fight for freedom. And this second American Revolution that I call 1776 worldwide. And it's time for people who've been on the fence. I don't care what political name you give yourself or what your history is. It's time for you to choose a side. The evidence that this government is bought and paid for and has been hijacked is absolutely overwhelming. It's ridiculous if you're still in denial. And the tenets of our republic, of our founders and their visionary minds, is the antidote to the globalist snakebite that we are convulsing under right now. And it could all end if we just recognize there's a problem, start respecting ourselves, believe that we all have power, and take action against tyranny. Now, I want to cover the tipping point more now, then I'll get into all this news, and then open phones. Phones are not open yet. This is a scientist at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, top statisticians, have found, and this is what other major studies for hundreds of years have found, Gandhi talked about truth going through several stages. First it's ignored, then they attack you. Then it's accepted as just common sense. Minority rules. Scientists discover tipping point for the spread of ideas. Well, their scientists found what humans have known for thousands of years. That it is a highly motivated minority, whether for evil or good, that's going to win the day. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. It does not take a majority, only an irate minority who will not back down and who will not stop.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Falling. But it's only when that shield begins to fall that we see the effects and that people begin to wake up and realize just how valuable and absolutely essential it is. All right, getting into this latest breakdown. And again, you can read the Founding Father quotes about it does not take a majority to prevail. But a focused, motivated minority with the light of liberty burning in their heart. In fact, here's a Samuel Adams quote. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Samuel Adams. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Samuel Adams. Let's read some more of this evil person that FEMA demonizes in their symposiums to police. We must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly we shall all hang separately. Benjamin Franklin. Anyone who trades liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security. Benjamin Franklin. Rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. You know that one. Benjamin Franklin. Where liberty is, There is my country, Benjamin Franklin. Let me give you an Alexander Hamilton quote. In framing a government, which is to be administered by men, over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. And it goes on from there. Now, let me get to this tipping point. Ron Paul is only a manifestation of that. Just like the sun coming out will heat the ground, and plants will turn towards it for photosynthesis. The tyranny is causing the response. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And so, as darkness rises, goodness is going to rise. And the system understands these basic laws. The globalists are obsessed with natural law. They understand it and manipulate it and subvert it. Once you're aware of natural law, of common sense as it's known popularly, it is your lantern. It is your light. It is your guiding torch to understand what's happening. Humans act the same over and over again. Now listen to this. Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute have found that when just 10% of the population holds an unshakable belief, their belief will always be adopted by the majority of the society. The scientists, who are members of the Social Cognitive Networks Academic Research Center, used computational and analytical methods to discover the tipping point where a majority belief becomes the majority opinion. The finding has implications for the study and the influence of societal interactions, ranging from the spread of innovations to the movement of political ideas. When the number of committed opinion holders, how about fact holders, this is distorted information, below 10%, there is no visible progress in the spread of ideas. It would literally take the amount of time comparable to the age of the universe for this size of a group to reach the majority, said SCNACR director Beclair and Roland Schmidt, designated professor at the university, went on to say, once that number grows above 10%, the idea spreads like flame. Funny, I was just reading the Founding Father talk about setting brush fires in the minds of men and women. Oh, you guys just discovered, did you just discover water was wet? Did you just discover Marilyn Monroe and her prime looked like an ice cream sundae? Did you just discover that fast cars are fun? Did you just discover black uniforms on police signify you live in the tyranny? Did you just discover the universe? It continues. When the number of committed opinion holders is below 10%, there is no visible progress in the spread of the ideas. Once that number grows above 10%, the idea spreads like flame. And that's why the technocrats have built this control grid police state. That's why they've had to use chemicals in the food and water and the GMO. That's why they've had to use the television to try to dumb people down. That's why they've had to psychically and societally and socially attack everyone to dehumanize you, because only a group of addled zombies, cognitively poisoned, can be led by this unnatural system. And that's why I hate tyranny so much, is that it overruns the strong. It overruns the creative. It attacks the leaders. It attacks the beautiful, because the control freaks are like a cancer. They're not dominant. They're malfunctioning. They don't hold beauty in high esteem. They don't honor it. Their spirit, their soul, their intellect does not commune with all that is good. They see beauty as ugly. They want to pull it down. I've studied history. I've studied their psychological makeup. In every case in history, these particularly nasty elites do this. Sometimes you get a philosopher king. I'm always against kings and centralized power. But sometimes you get a king who discovers beauty and discovers humanity and society. And those are times when societies flourish like nothing you've seen. But it's very rare, and that person always falls because the levers are seen by the tyrants and the control freaks under them, those that simply seek power for power's sake, who want to press blindly on the nerve of power. They will overthrow anything centralized. And so a philosopher king, the wise king, and it's happened many times in history, is still extremely rare. And it's transient. It's like lightning in a jar. It flashes and is gone. Only a generally educated and informed populace in science, mathematics, beauty, literature, music, history, the love and desire to build and to honor creativity and honorableness, that will build a system that will take us to the stars and beyond. And beyond the subatomic, all of it. We're already unlocking the secrets of the universe. We've only begun to learn. We've only begun to even imagine the incredible power that our species is capable of. The globalists, at least 30 years advanced, are still mere children, despite the fact that they have even more advanced secrets. Just because they cold-bloodedly understand how humanity operates and have created this artificial habitat to control us, doesn't mean that they still aren't influenced in blowback by the societal poisoning that they've engaged in. And so now you've got psychopathic groups with armies of sociopath control freaks under them, and the mental midgets that also serve them in the lower rungs, in control of what can only be described as super science systems, believing that they're cold-bloodedly executing this when they're the opposite of cold-blooded. You people are going to destroy yourselves. You're not just going to destroy us. You can't destroy the general public without destroying yourselves. Have you not learned history? No matter how powerful your genetic engineering, no matter how powerful your computers, no matter how powerful your systems, I don't care that Google can predict mass movements down to almost 100%. Of course, that's what DARPA built it for. I told you 15 years ago I knew it was a crystal ball. What do you think that crystal ball is going to do? It's going to destroy you along with us. You people aren't gods, and you're not meant to be gods. And humanity is only crawling right now. Could humanity in the future control these systems? Assuredly, yes. But not until there's real leadership that doesn't seek to dumb down and destroy, but seeks to unleash the fires of liberty and stand back in awe at what humans can do. I admire strength and beauty. I admire creativity. I admire art. I admire people doing better than I do. When someone's better looking than I or smarter than I don't. I'm not disgusted by them. I'm not envious or jealous. I admire them because they're a human and so am I. And it's that type of understanding that is going to free this species. We have the worst of our people running things, who have graduated by degree in the crimes against humanity they've committed until they now are a charnel house orgying in corruption, trying to one-up each other on how ruthless and bloodthirsty and sickening they are. The art houses in New York and Berlin and Paris, for decades, the most popular, highest-selling art is the most vile, ugly things you can imagine. And the elite battle with each other to own the most sickening, disgusting, frivolous art they can, because it's part of a sick debasing. It's part of tithing to evil, tithing to ugliness. They're not stupid to pay $55 million for a skull with upside-down crosses painted on it, encrusted with diamonds. They're doing it to worship the dark energy they've given themselves over to. And it is your inability out there to uncloak these people. And all you got to do is open your eyes. They're not cloaked. All you got to do is put the sunglasses on, the spiritual, psychological, survival instinct glasses, and go with your gut, go with your intuition, go with history, with common sense, and you will suddenly see them for what they are. And it is disgusting and pathetic. When I look at Rick Perry, I don't see someone powerful and strong. I see a crone, a wraith, a stilted, jilted, owned, twisted, empty vessel for dust. I see the same thing with Obama, a prancing teleprompter reading joke. I can see them. What are they saying? They live. I got one that can see. It's so easy to see. But you've got to be ready to face what you see once you open your mind's eye. You have to be ready. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. You take the blue pill, and you go back to where you were. And all of this is forgotten, and it's just a dream. You take the red pill, and we go down the rabbit hole. But as you reach for the red pill, remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. We have let evil run rampant and take over every facet of society. We have taught ourselves that corruption and ugliness is sexy and powerful and cool because it's aberrant. We have sold ourselves on bondage, that it's trendy to go with the flow. Some people get freaked out by this radio show, and they should. But don't get freaked out in despair. This is the great challenge. You should thank your lucky stars that you are alive right now and part of this great challenge. You are alive at the beginning of the greatest conflict and challenge that our species and this planet has ever seen. The future destiny of our species and all those that came before us and all the 7 billion alive today and all of the trillions to come at the birth of our species, the true next level of where we're going. We are here at that jump point. We are here at that crossroads. The globalists look out across the seas of time and they see the empowering opportunities of uplifting humanity. But because of their fallen nature, they seek to covet this information for themselves, lest you get it and they no longer be in power. But they will never be able to attain those heights that they can see if they do not repent and change their ways. They will not go forward. They are barred. They are blocked. They are damned by their own decisions. They will not go forward into the future. The pit that the technocrats have dug for humanity is a pit that they are at the bottom of. Only by turning with knowledge and love and honor and goodness does this species have any hope of obtaining the unattainable, and that is survival. Following the course of the controllers leads us to certain doom. Doom is more than a word. Doom is so much more. Doom is complete. Doom is forever. Doom is irrevocable. Doom is where this road leads. And all of you that believe you will protect yourselves and your families by joining with the system or by trying to sit on the fence, you are neither hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. Do you want to be spit out of the universe's mouth? Is that what you seek? better to join with Satan willingly. Better to join and consciously know the evil missile you ride right into Hades than to think you're going to cheat God of justice. You don't think there's good and evil. Look around you. You don't think there's a God. Look where you are, in the middle of wonderment, spinning through space, the light of distant stars, many of which long extinct, burn in your eye, burn in your mind, burn forever in your soul, the light of creativity and creation. We are made in the image of the great creator. The devil is not the grand architect. The devil takes God's name and is a counterfeit. We're going to return with a tipping point, then all the news and your phone calls. I'm done preaching. Stay with us.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing for a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Hey, Bill, pick up line three. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Ira Haynes. Call him drunken Ira Haynes. He will answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Thank you for joining me.
Gather around me, people.
So you've got another big scientific outfit that's come out and said, wow, once 10% believe in something and stand for it, nothing can stop them. You're talking about less than one-tenth of 1% that are true Luciferian globalists. And even if you're an atheist and go, Alex, I don't want to hear about gods and devils, the globalists at the top do worship Lucifer. And I've infiltrated their meetings. I've gotten their documents. I've covered it at nauseam. Skull and Bones, you know about it. That's who they believe they're getting their power from. They do have some power, don't they? The God of this world. And continuing here, Natural News had a report on this a month ago that I mentioned. Peer pressure causes people to literally alter their memories of recent events. So see, we have the truth. We have historical evidence. We have facts. They just have a bunch of dumbed-down propaganda. And that's why the globalists put out so many different spectrums of disinformation to just flood the political and sociological and economic debate with a bunch of background noise and confusion. And that's a multi-thousand-year-old military system, a tactic of the fog of war, of confusion, of smoke. Going back thousands of years ago, they would routinely send outriders out to a completely different area randomly and start attacking people just to sow confusion. And in fact, you go back to some of the British intelligence maxims that have been declassified that go back over 200 years. They would say little prayers at the end of their meetings about, may our enemy be confounded and confused. May we sow discord and confusion in their ranks. May we be focused and clear. This is what it's all about. The globalists know exactly what they're doing. They're following their program so bold that if anyone had the courage to actually look at their own writings, they would immediately all be arrested. Peer pressure causes people to literally alter their memories of recent events. Because humans are highly social animals, and for many years, psychologists have observed a variety of both positive and negative effects resulting from a human tendency called memory conformity. When groups of people are exposed to a similar experience, their recollections of the experience, as well as their feeling and values related to the event, tend to reshape over time in order to conform to those of their peers. Empirical evidence of memory conformity and social compliance have been suggested by classic psychological studies conducted in the 50s. Famous experiments and studies have been conducted in schools, prisons, and workplace settings. But earlier this year, the Journal of Science published a study providing the strongest neurological evidence yet in support of the existence of memory conformity. And basically what they would do is show somebody a red car, but then have the authority figures say this is a blue car, and the majority of the people in the university setting would then believe it was the wrong color. If it was really blue and they said red, they would say it was red. If it was really red, they would say blue. And that's the cold-blooded control freak game of these media pundits and people that work at CNN and Fox. They're into conning people. They're not into unleashing humanity and telling people the truth and going, here's the keys. You know, here's what I've learned. Here's my knowledge. Now, increase your power. They don't just marvel. They don't like watching powerful rockets launch into space. They don't like seeing people pole vault and do incredible things. They're threatened by that. They're the greedy, hateful people. They enjoy lying and watching people be conned.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.